or foreign policy crisis with Iran, China, or North Korea to divert attention and rally public support for him as commander-in-chief. 2 days after firing Cox, Nixon rattled Washington and the world when U.S. forces were put on DEFCON 3, one step short of war, supposedly to deter a Soviet intervention in the Middle East. But with his presidency teetering the following August, concerns grew that Nixon might even deploy military units to Capitol Hill to evict Congress and forestall impeachment. Nixon's defense secretary, James Schlesinger, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff were keeping a close watch to make certain that no orders were given outside the normal chain of command, according to contemporary account in the Washington Post. Specifically, there was concern that an order could go to a military unit outside the chain of command for some sort of action against Congress during the time between a House impeachment and a Senate trial. In the end, nothing came of it. As Nixon accepted the secret promise of a pardon from Vice President Gerald Ford if he would leave office quickly, according to subsequent accounts through the years. But to others, it was a close call. During a meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff in December 1973, 10 months into the televised Senate Watergate Committee hearings, Nixon kept on referring to the fact that he may be the last hope the Eastern elite was out to get him. "This is our last chance to resist the fascists of the left," recalled one of the chiefs in a 1983 Atlantic Monthly piece by journalist Seymour Hersh. "His words brought me straight up out of my chair. I felt the president, without the words having been said, was trying to find out whether, in a crunch, there was support to keep him in power." Others thought Schlesinger, in particular, had been overcome by a kind of 7 days in May paranoia. The defense secretary had come and unglued, one of the chiefs said.